And, well, a song that's like a little vignette, a little gem.
She gave a time to people far less fortunate, but the one never came, oh no, that one never came. He spent every night with the seven same old idiots, but the one never came, oh no, the one never came. Oh, they thought it'd be easy, they thought it would just, you know, happen to them. He checked that he followed all of the rules of engagement, oh, but the one never came, oh no, one never came. She started to be bothered by this nagging sense of estrangement, oh, and the one never came, oh no, the one never came. Till today, till today, till today, till today.
Terry McCarthy and the One Never Came. And Terry was born in New York City, grew up in Breezy Point, a local guy, and he wrote songs as he wandered along the winter beach. He says he survived a Catholic and public school education. We'll ask him about that one. He attended SUNY College at Purchase, my alma mater as well, where he received a Bachelor of Fine Arts in theater. But the whole time he was there, his love and passion was music. He formed a band called Color Code while he was living in Park Slope in Brooklyn. And then he moved to Hoboken and established another band called The Chance. And he continued to perform in local Jersey clubs and established venues in New York City. And then the third and most recognizable incarnation of his band was named after him, the McCarthys. But lately, the thing is that his heart has taken him in the direction of acoustic music, and that's the kind of thing that we are going to focus on. And I don't know Terry's going to be focusing on at his gig at Pianos here in Bloomfield, New Jersey, on Saturday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. And I want to tell you, I was listening to Terry's music, I think it was Saturday, listening to it, and the more I listened to it, the more I kept hearing a little story and the painting. He was painting a portrait of a person or a situation, and there was so much beauty in it. It reminded me of the way Harry Chapin used to describe his story songs, but really it more evoked a John Lennon kind of feeling. And I kept playing them over and over again, and the more I listened, the more I got out of the song. So I got to tell you, I'm going to do something I almost never do here on Anything Goes. I'm going to play the song again for you so you can hear it, and then I'll introduce you to Terry McCarthy.
She gave a time to people far less fortunate, but the one never came, oh no, that one never came. He spent every night with the seven same old idiots, but the one never came, oh no, the one never came. Oh, they thought it'd be easy, they thought it would just, you know, happen to them. He checked that he followed all of the rules of engagement, oh, but the one never came. One never came. She started to be bothered by this nagging sense of estrangement, oh, and the one never came, oh. never came till today.
Terry McCarthy and The One Never Came here on Anything Goes, but Terry McCarthy came. Here he is.
Morning.
Morning, Terry. Nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Liz.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. And those of you who are driving around, I want you to know that Terry is going to be at Pianos in Bloomfield. What's going on with this microphone? Hold on. I'm going to make a... I've got to adjust my microphone, so I'll be back. Live radio. Always good. You can't deny it. You said listeners are actually really used to it. CDs falling, me falling over, it just happens
it's
all the time.
It's a beautiful, vibrant thing. I love it.
Anyway, Terry's going to be at Pianos in Bloomfield, New Jersey, located at 36 Broad Street on the 19th of September at 7:30 p.m. And the website's pianosbarandgrill.com. I got to tell you, Terry, I want to know if there is a story to The One Never Came, because I was cleaning my office. I confess. I do other things sometimes. And I listened to the song, and I put it on again. And first of all, the happy ending just really knocked me out. And the whole thing about it, it's a universal everyman experience, right? We keep doing stuff and think somebody's going to show up. And so you tell me.
It's based on an actual event. It happened one evening. I waited tables for years, and one particular night I was constantly revisiting the service area of a bar, and I saw two people there, and they were with different groups, and eventually at the end of the night they turned to each other and seemed really radiantly happy to have met somebody new. And then on the ride home on the train, I just kind of filled in the different aspects of what was going on, that my impression of it.
Oh, so those biographies about giving her time to those less fortunate, that you just endowed the woman in the scenario with those characteristics.
Well, I guess I wanted to imagine a happy ending for someone who was so kind and so generous, and that there was fruits of their kindness, and that was to find someone else and to connect with someone else and not to be alone.
And we've all been there.
Absolutely.
We've absolutely all been there. And I like the fact that you've got a guy in the same scenario and the woman in the same scenario. I don't think they're not the ones that hook up with each other, are they? It's just the one guy in this situation. And do they hook up with each other in your vision of the song?
I didn't want it to be too finite what happened at the end, but that it was kind of an anti-blues song, an anti-sadness song, because when you work in saloons in New York City, there's a great deal of sadness, and it was just one of those moments where it lifted your spirits, so that's what I try to express.
You know, it's important to note that that there is an awful lot of sadness in bars and saloons, and oh, it's funny because in our culture it's not really acknowledged that much, is it? Right? People go out to party at a bar, and I've doing gigs there, you realize I'm sorry if anybody is this, but the saddest thing in the world to be, and this is something I aspired to be at one point in my life, is a regular at a bar. It's like, oh my lord.
Well, when you're on the waitstaff, you're in the rare situation of spending a lot of time where a lot of people would come in, hang out, have a laugh, and go. You'd see the whole saga being played out through the night. So
over and over again.
I'm very glad I'm not working in restaurants anymore.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it does fuel the artistic side of you and the songwriting inspiration, right?
Absolutely.
Seeing
I learned
the humanity.
A lot.
And tell us, you have been playing in bands for many years now, but now you're sort of turning your attention towards some of your acoustic work. What made you feel that you wanted to go in that direction?
Well, my last band kind of broke up, and it was a very difficult situation, and over the course of the years I've lost 11 bass players, which is kind of and now I'm living in Nutley, and I wanted to concentrate and be really mobile and be able to do things on a moment's notice. Just played with a band at the Multimedia Arts Center over in Bloomfield, but I'm just about to record a new album, so I was able to work on a lot of new material, new songs that I've written.
Uh-huh.
So just in local places around, and just, you know, throw the guitar in the car and head out and play in front of people and get feedback and help develop the songs in front of a live audience. With a band, there's so much work up to it. But this, it's more immediate, and there's a great music scene in North Jersey. I mean, it's really remarkable. And so instead of traveling into the city and working with the band, I decided to try to develop a following more locally, and I've met great people and great musicians. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good for you.
Thanks.
And sometimes I think the personal dynamic with band members can really mess with a person's the artistic truth, because you're so busy with the nuances of the personal dynamic that you can't get to the work.
Right. And but I've learned a lot about the band by working by myself, and it's really taught me things that I did right, things that I could have done better. And I eventually want to reform a band, and when I get to performing on a more regular basis, have people behind me. But right now it's really thrilling to just get out there and sing and play with just one guitar.
Very cool. And Terry will be there at pianos with his guitar all by himself, naked to the world. Sorry, I didn't say that. It's because I'm reading that stuff about burn the floor. I'm all riled up.
Okay.
Okay, the website for pianos, you guys, is pianosbarandgrill.com. Terry will be there on the 19th of September at 7:30 p.m. And pianos is at 36 Broad Street in Bloomfield, which is probably like right off of Route 3, right? Broad Street?
It's just before you get to Bloomfield Avenue. It's just on Broad Street, where yeah. Broad Street just about meets Bloomfield.
Yeah, so yeah. It's really easy to get to, and the telephone number is 973-743-7209 for pianos, 973-743-7209. And Terry, if we want more information about you personally, tell us your MySpace page or any other information you'd like us to know.
Well, if I could, I'd like to mention that both my CDs are available.
Please.
On CD Baby, and they're available for download on iTunes and Rhapsody, Napster, a lot of different digital sites. But for information with gigs, it's going to be my MySpace page, which would be MySpace/TerryMcCarthy'sPage.com.
Right, so you can go onto MySpace and then choose music pages
right.
from the drop down and then put in your name.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I just did this the other day, which is why I'm really good at it. go ahead. What are you going to say? Go ahead.
No, it's very exciting to be here, and I really appreciate you giving me the chance to have my music be heard. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you here and to see you here. We're going to play another song, again, a composition of yours that I chose to share with the Anything Goes audience also, because I just thought it was so lovely. Now, I know you've got kids. Is this written, or is this something else? Because I, the thing that I found most extraordinary about your work is, like a good painting, I heard the song, and I got a particular image in my mind, and I think anybody listening to it may get a different image, and which is what is so extraordinary about it. And it may have nothing to do with what it is that you were thinking, but
right.
I'm trying to decide if I want to actually ask you what you were thinking before I play the song. I think maybe not, Terry. I think I'm going to play the song, let everybody else paint their image of who this little girl is.
Great.
And then I'll decide whether or not we want to find out Terry's truth. You know, because then it's sort of like going to see a movie after you've read the good book, and then it all gets shattered. But this is, I've got to tell you, I played this, and for me, it was an emotional experience. Very, very beautiful. So here from Terry McCarthy, a little girl closes her eyes, right? Or the little girl. Let me get it right. It's the little.
And a little girl closes her eyes.
There you go. Glad I asked. And a little girl closes her eyes. It's 10:34 on this Labor Day Monday, September 7th. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Elise Avery. My guest in the studio is Terry McCarthy. He's going to be at Pianos in Bloomfield, New Jersey on the 19th of September. And this is the kind of thing you hear.
Claudia and her mother walk miles for water. It's that way in her town these days. And although they are cold, they still laugh as they hold each other against the freezing breeze. roses ripe. And the little girl closes her eyes in her mother's arms. Then the teenage gunman opens fire on them, and it's okay with him, 'cause the girl and her mother think God's name is Joe, and he's so sure that it's Jim. Little girl closes her eyes. Little girl closes her eyes. Good night, good night, goodbye. Good night, good night, goodbye. Good night, good night, goodbye.
And the little girl closes her eyes, Mr. Terry McCarthy. And what are the name? If we want these songs, Terry, what are the names of the albums?
My first CD is called Terry McCarthy's First CD.
That's very creative, Terry. How did you come up with that?
I was in a rush. And my second album is called Wait, comma, a Second. So Wait a Second. And
all right.
The new one I'm working on is called The Charm, because as we all know, the third one is The Charm.
All righty. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I find this music completely, completely charming. And, you know, they're little, they're like these tiny little portrait songs. I don't know if that's a term. But that's what I'm seeing, is that these snapshots of humanity from your songs, Terry, and it's gorgeous, and it's not something that everybody is doing. I think it's something that is yours in a very, very interesting and unique way. So I hope the third one is The Charm, and I hope I get one in the mail.
Absolutely.
I will come to your house, and I'll beat you.
No, I will give you hot off the press. It'll still be warm. The CD will still be warm.
All right, you guys, one more time. Important to know, Terry will be at Pianos on Broad Street in Bloomfield. That's here in Jersey, for those of you who are listening in New York or Long Island, et cetera, et cetera. And the website is pianosbarandgrill.com. Telephone number to make some reservations is 973-743-7209. You can find Terry all over the internet on Napster, at MySpace,
iTunes.
CD Baby, iTunes. And there's nothing tricky about your name. It's Terry, the good old Irish way, and McCarthy, the good old Irish way. Nothing right. Tricky, no I's anywhere.
No right? Symbols.
no Celtic.
No.
Excellent, excellent. What? Anything else that I haven't asked you, Terry, that you would like to share with the audience?
I just want to say hello to my wonderful wife, Lori, and my two beautiful daughters, Nora and Julia, listening at home. I love you, and they inspire me every single day. And I've just, to all the people that have helped me, people like Paul Bauman, we know, and Mike Shapiro, and all my folks back home, I love you like a madman, and thanks for all your support.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with Terry McCarthy. He brings absolutely no heart to his life and his work.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Terry. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations, and have a wonderful gig at Pianos. Thanks for making time for us, and to your wife and your children. I'm sending him home now.
Thank you. Thanks, Amelia.
Oh, my pleasure, you guys. And at 10:39, well, we've got a birthday this month we're celebrating, among others, Mr. Mel Torme. And this is one of my favorite tracks. It's Mel and George Shearing hanging out together, and it's a killer diller. Here on Anything Goes.
Thank you, beautiful audience. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. George, you got a gorgeous apartment in New York City, and I love New York. I'm going back there.